First thing, in the dark. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campbell, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Whistling in the dark. How often do you whistle in the dark? Probably never. Because you got flashlights, and you got moonlight, and you got house lights, and you got street lights, and you got car lights, and you got lights in everywhere you go. But when you walk into a darkened apartment or a darkened house or a darkened place, you cringe just a little bit and say, I don't want to trip over something. I don't want to stumble over something. I don't know where everything is. Then you trip and you stumble. But when you go into a darkened area, whether it be the forest, whether it be the house, whether it be a building, no matter what it is, you stop for a few moments. You let your eyes adjust to the ambient light. You let your eyes adjust to the light in your eyes. And then you begin to see with the light of your eyes. You begin to see with the light of your inner intuitive being. And you know right where every stick of furniture is. You know right where every tree stump or log or anything is. And you walk comfortably, positively, wonderfully, wherever you want to go. You see, when you know how to whistle in the dark, what whistling in the dark means is turning on your lamp. Because you're confident. You're fulfilled. You realize that all is in divine order. You realize that at all times you can indeed see. At all times you can indeed know your way. At all times, you can indeed have all or every experience that makes you happy and makes you fulfilled. Now, if you're going to think thoughts that do not allow you to do this, if you're going to think thoughts that make you feel that you are unworthy or that you are undesirable or that you are not the kind of person who should have these things, then that's what you're going to have. That's what you're going to have. You're going to have these things that are not happy for you. And is that what you want? When you whistle in the dark, do you whistle in the dark because you're frightened? Or do you whistle in the dark because you're confident? Do you whistle in the dark because you know who you are? And you know that every thought you think, every word you speak, every action you take is fulfilled and glorious and good right now. That's the truth about you. That's the truth about me. That's the truth about all in life. I like me. I'm a happy person. I'm a fulfilled person. I'm a joyous person. I'm a person that likes life. I'm a person that likes me. I'm a person that feels that all is in divine order and all is peace right now. I am this person because that's who I am. That's what I am, and that's all that there is. Can you live in that same consciousness? Can you live in that same awareness of who you are? I believe you can. I know many hundreds and thousands and millions and jillions of people who do. Yes. Why? Because life is not a life of fright or fear, or tension, or sorriness. Life is a life of joy, harmony, peace, love, goodness. Life is a life of fulfillment, of the radiation of beingness and goodness. You see, historically, whistling in the dark meant you were walking through a cemetery and you were whistling to accompany yourself when you were there with those dead bodies underneath the ground, and you were frightened of death, and you were frightened of bodies that might rise from the grave and come up and frighten you. Why should they come up and frighten you to rise from the grave? Were they bad people when they were buried? No. They were mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles and cousins and children. They were people. Some were bad. Most were good. Most were just wonderful people who passed away, moved on to their next dimension. But no, we let these stories, these horror stories that people like to tell, and they like to create, and they like to create a panic, they like to create insecurity in people, they like to create them whistling in the dark, and whistling in the dark over frightening things. Well, now you and I are certainly beyond that. We whistle in the dark over delightful things. We stop a moment, as I do often in the evening when I leave the house or when I'm walking the path, and first stepping out on the path early in the morning before the morning light breaks into daylight, and it is pitch dark. And I stop, and I stand there for a moment with Rex. And Rex runs around me, because he can see instantly. He's got fabulous eyes. And his eyes adjust immediately to wherever he is. And so, I stop. And I close my eyes for a moment, or then I open them. And I look around. And I look around because I know what is there. I know the drive is there. I know the trees are there. I know the bushes are there. I know the fence is there. I know everything is there. But I'm not really looking for it. I'm just looking at them. And then in a few minutes, it's as though some giant, beautiful searchlight turns on within me. And everything I look at, anywhere on the path, is bright as day. Anything I look at is beautiful and illumined and glorious. And it is. Anything I look at is just so magnificent. It is so exciting to look at it. I am just amazed and delighted. Well, think about that. We are the ones who create our world. We are the ones who determine our world. And if we're whistling in the dark, because it's a joy to whistle anytime, that's beautiful. If we whistle out of fright, then we let the condition, whatever it may be, frighten us, manipulate us, make us tense, make us lose our balance, lose our way. And when we are tense, when we are frightened, when we are uptight, it seems as though we turn down the focus of our eyes and we are not able to see with that inner beacon of light which we are. We are not able to see all around us in love, peace, harmony, and goodness. But when we are ourselves balanced, when we like ourselves, when we feel peace with ourselves, then we can look everywhere and we can see everything and we can know everything and we can delight in everything. This is what life is all about. This is what who we are all about. This is the only thing that is important. And since this is the only thing that is important, it is up to us to make a claim upon it and enjoy it now. I'm ready. I'm ready to enjoy it now. I'm ready to let there be whistling in the dark out of joy and happiness. As I'm walking along my road around the campus grounds here, some 3 miles, and it's pitch black at night. And I'm walking along with my moccasins on, and I'm singing. Wherever a stone may be, I know it. Wherever a branch might be, I know it. Wherever a rut might be, I know it. And I just sing, you know, I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm walking light and free. I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm walking like a bee. Floating along, high in the sky. Coming down, and tasting the honey nearby. I like me, oh, I like me, I like me like a honeybee. I like me, oh, I like me indeed. Yes. Sing any song you want. Put any words you want to it. And be joyous. And can you imagine me singing a song like that and being frightened? Hardly. Like yourself. Enjoy yourself. Know that you are the allness of the universe. You are the joy of the universe. You are the peace of the universe. And you are the fun of the universe. And remember, every moment of your life, I'm in your heart, pouring out love and peace and goodness, because I am you as the allness, and you're in my heart, pouring out peace, love, and allness, because you're in my heart. We are one, and it is beautiful. In that oneness, let's recognize that all is good and very good. All is good and very good. All is good and very good. I love you, I love you, I love you.